DW.
With a machete, Yaya Chubby Orta pushes the dead leaves aside. The lean 45-year-old carefully scans the ground. Only a few scattered rays of sun reach the forest floor through the dense canopy. Chubby Orta is one of five eco-guards who have been trained to protect Kikile Forest from poachers and illegal loggers. The forest lies in the north of Benin in West Africa, only a few kilometres from the border with Togo. Chubby Orta points to the ground.
Here is the place where we bury them when they die.
Nothing indicates that this is a graveyard. There are no signs, no paths, no tombstones.
When they are sick, they come to the village. We do everything for them, take them to hospital to heal them. The ones that die in hospital, we bring them here and bury them in a white cloth, just as we do it with Muslims as well.
It's not humans who are buried here, but monkeys. Since the time of Chubby Orta's ancestors, the white-thighed colobus monkeys that live in Kikile Forest have found their last resting place in this spot. The monkeys with their slender black bodies, white thighs, long white tails and white halos around their faces are endemic to West Africa and are classified as critically endangered. Less than 1,500 are estimated to survive in the wild. To Chubby Orta's clan, the primates are sacred, as is the forest they live in. Benin is known as the birthplace of voodoo, a religion practiced more in the south of the country. In the north, the people more often call their traditional beliefs animism. Both are deeply intertwined with nature. Stones, trees and animals, such as the monkeys from Kikile, are often believed to embody spirits. Shrines dedicated to a pantheon of deities and ancestors are found in many forests. Other forests are sacred because they belong to a royal family or shelter secret societies such as the Oro, Egungun or Zangbeto that venerate spirits or ancestors and traditionally have policing function in villages. Chubby Orta's ancestors came to Kikile from today's Togo, around 1800. They settled in what was then a vast forest that offered protection from slave raiders and other enemies. According to legend, the clan brought the monkeys with them, explains Alibaba Biao. He is from Kikile, but has a small sawmill in the town of Basila, a few kilometres away.
Back in feudal times, when there were wars between different ethnic groups, people were caught and sold into slavery. It was then that our ancestors created this deity. This made it possible for the monkeys to warn the villagers when slave traders were close. They were up in the trees and could watch the ground. So when they were still far away, the monkeys could spot them and cry to warn the people that the enemies are coming from that side. That way, the villagers could prepare themselves.
Donc vous déjà dans le village.
Alibaba Biao says the monkeys are their relatives and that to this day they communicate with the villagers of Kikile.
In our family, if, for example, something bad is going to happen, a monkey will give us a sign, a cry from a certain place deep in the night.
According to Biao, the cry might mean that a clan member will die, or that an accident is about to happen. In this case, the elders quickly consult an oracle. Usually, sacrifices to the deities, whose shrines are at the edge of the forest, have to be made. Twenty years ago, only a handful of the white-thighed colobus monkeys were left in the Kikile forest. Alibaba Biao knew he had to do something to protect them.
Our monkeys were about to disappear before there were lords. With the disappearance of the forest, the monkeys were finished. People killed them, strangers from far away killed them because the monkeys had to go far outside the forest to search for food and water.
By 2000, Kekele Forest had shrunk to a mere 3 hectares, around the area of 4 football pitches. After Benin's independence in 1960, not even the deities could protect it from the consequences of an ever-growing population. The coming generations wanted land to build their own houses and to cultivate their own fields. Large areas of forest were cut down. In Kekele, only the forest's inner sanctum, where the shrines of various ancient deities are found, was left standing. Ali Baba Biao sought support from people and NGOs that had an interest in protecting the rare monkeys. He negotiated with a neighbouring clan to give him a piece of land to enlarge the forest. Today, it covers 13.5 hectares. Around 30 white-thighed colobus monkeys now live in the forest. And hand-painted signs strictly forbid hunting, snaring, and the cutting of trees.
We kill nothing in that forest, not even snakes. They stay in there. Any animal that enters, its life is guaranteed. Even that of snakes, we don't even kill those.
The pressure on forests all over Benin is tremendous, though. According to a World Bank report, the country lost over 500,000 hectares of forest between 2001 and 2018, a process driven by deforestation to make way for agricultural land and demand for timber for construction. In 1960, Benin's population was less than 3 million. Today, it's nearly 12 million. A majority of people live from subsistence farming and need vast swathes of land to grow their crops. Adding to this, around 90% of the population uses charcoal and firewood for cooking. According to the same report, more than 64,000 tons of wood were burned in 2017, 3/4 of it sourced illegally. What forests remain are usually sacred and owned and managed by communities. Taboos and traditions have better protected them from human influence than government rules and regulations. A survey from 1998 counted 3,000 sacred forests. Today, that number is probably lower, but official numbers are hard to come by. Although they only cover 0.2% of Benin, these forests are rich in biodiversity and play an important ecological role, says Mariano Ungbeji. Together with his wife, Christelle Dagpawan, the 36-year-old founded the conservation NGO, the Organization for Sustainable Development and Biodiversity, in Benin's economic capital, Cotonou. ODDB, as it's known, helps communities use their forests sustainably and create alternative sources of income. In Kekele, they supported the training of the eco-guards we met earlier. Despite the government officially protecting sacred forests in 2012, according to Ungbeji, there is a lack of law enforcement and the protective traditions are fading.
Most of people today are Christians, they are Muslim, so they are no longer believing that this tree is sacred. If I cut it down, I could be hurt or I can get bad luck. So because of that, people are more and more, they are willing to use sacred forest. They cut down trees to establish field, agricultural field. They also cut the trees because they believe that in the trees there are bad spirits.
Ungbeji believes that with the waning of traditions, communities have to be made aware of the value of their forests in more modern times.
So if people living nearby the forest, nearby the animals, don't care, I think we couldn't succeed. Because people from outside will not have the power and also the long commitment to protect the forest, to protect the animals. So it is very important that local communities are aware of the importance of these resources. And so if they are educated to the importance of the biodiversity, if they care about the biodiversity, I think we could succeed.
Ali Baba Biao also knows that belief alone cannot save forests. People need alternatives to exploiting them for wood and bushmeat. before people used forest products in a sustainable way for their own use. But with ever-growing cities such as Porto Novo and Cotonou in the south, it has become good business to sell such products. In Kikele, Bio and the eco-guards hope for tourists as a source of income. However, the kidnapping of two French tourists and the murder of their popular guide in a national park on the border with Burkina Faso in May 2019 has severely impacted numbers of foreign visitors to Benin, a situation compounded by the coronavirus pandemic. And they face another problem too. There are now too many monkeys for their little forest. BR wants to buy more land for them, but money is lacking. Despite many challenges, the eco-guards, whose salary is being paid by a French NGO, are proud of their work, says Yaya Chabi Orta.
La forêt maintenant, nous sommes très très contents. Tout le village de Kikele aussi.
We're so happy with the forest now. The whole village is happy. Even the king is content with the sacred forest of Kikele because the children, men and women, know that. Thanks to God, the forest gives us all. That's good. There is no other sacred forest where you can find the colobus monkey in such numbers.
Dans la forêt, ce n'est pas comme ça.
As the sun sets, the eco-guards and other villagers relax at the edge of the forest, where the shrines of the deities are. On most evenings, the monkeys also gather here, high in the trees above. However, they haven't been seen here for a few days. The traditional priest, Yaya Chabi Orta, holds a ceremony at the foot of a tree. He pours some water from a gourd. The eco-guards kneel around him as he speaks a prayer and brushes the calabash over each of their heads. For a long life and well-being, he says. You see? They are coming, says Yaya Chabi Orta. Suddenly, the leaves and branches above the group begin to rustle. A monkey jumps from one branch to the next. More follow. Their black and white faces and long white tails can be spotted through the leaves. The eco-guards point out two monkeys with an infant. The little one curiously watches the humans down below. The men greet the monkeys with their cries.
DW.